In today's Mishnah, we'll learn the ninth and final Mishnah from the third Perek of Masechet Urvin, and we'll begin the fourth Perek. Mishnah begins, Rabbi Dosa ben Harkinus Omer. Rabbi Dosa, the son of Harkinus, said, Ha'over lifnei ha'teva, the Chazan who is leading davening b'yom tov shor Rosh Hashanah on Rosh Hashanah. Omer, he says, Ha'chelitzeni Hashem Elokeinu et yom Rosh Chodesh hazeh, im ha'yom imachar, which means, strengthen us Hashem today, if it is Rosh Chodesh, or if it is tomorrow. Then, if it's tomorrow, then strengthen us tomorrow, effectively. Ulamachar, and on the second day of Rosh Hashanah, what does he say? Omer, he says, Im hayom im emesh. He says, Hachalitzin, once again, if it is today, otherwise strengthen us if it was yesterday. However, the Chachamim disagree. There are two points being made. One is you have to mention Rosh HaChodesh also on Rosh Hashanah, because it is also Rosh Chodesh. The second is inserting the stipulation that if it is today or if it is tomorrow, or on the second day, if it is today, or if it was yesterday. So the Chachamim disagree on both those points. The first is you don't need to mention Rosh Chodesh on Rosh Hashanah. Why? Is because you say Yom HaZikaron anyway, and the term Yom HaZikaron can encompass both the Rosh Hashanah, which is referred to as Zichron Truah, and Rosh HaChodesh, which is referred to as Vayal Lechem LeZikaron as well. There should be a remembrance. So therefore, Yom HaZikaron, Remembrance Day, is effective for both. And the second point is you don't need to put in stipulation. Why? Because once again, as we've explained yesterday, according to the Chachamim, we treat Rosh Hashanah, the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah, as one long Kedusha. Let's now begin the fourth Perek. The Mishnah begins as follows. Mishutzi Goyim. If someone forcibly took someone out of the Tchuman Shabbos, or Ruach Ra, or he went a bit mad momentarily and he walked outside the Tchum. And this applies to anyone who goes beyond the Tchum, beyond the 2,000 amot, past the limits of the city, or beyond 2,000 amot that he himself is allowed to walk. Mishnah says, Ein lo ela arba amot. He's only able to walk 4 amot. So he only has a space of 4 amot in which he can walk. He cannot walk back. And exactly how we calculate these 4 amot we'll learn later on. Hechziruhu, however, if the goyim forcibly took him back, then we say ki'ilo lo yatzai, as if he hasn't left and he can walk as he was able to walk previously. For example, if he didn't make an eruv tchum, he could walk the city and 2,000 amot around it. But this is provided that he was actually removed forcibly and returned forcibly. However, if he was removed forcibly and he went back on his own, or he went out and forcibly returned, then he still only has 4 amot in which he can walk. Mishnah continues, Holicho, if they took him to La'ir Acher, to another city, or Natanuh Badir, or they placed him in a place that was penned off for animals in order to keep them in the area, in order for them to fertilize it, or the Sahar, or again a large area in which one keeps their flock. In that case, Rabban Gamliel and Rabbi Eleazar ben Azaria Omer, the two of them say, Mahalachet kulo, in that situation, he can walk the entire space that is enclosed. Why? That is because they understand that since these regions are enclosed and surrounded by walls, therefore the entire region is considered like the Arba Amot that we learned in the beginning, or is treated like the Arba Amot, so they can walk the entire space. Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Akiva Omrim, however, Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Akiva disagree. They said, Ein lahem ala Arba Amot. No, even though they've been placed in an enclosed area, they still only have 4 amot to walk. Now, why is that? Some people explain that is because it's simply a gezeira, meaning that they were concerned that if we allow them to walk throughout the whole space, then in another scenario, and they're not placed in a closed space, they'll think they'll have a lot more to walk than dalet amot. Another explanation is that according to Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Akiva, it's not because it's a gzeira, but rather the mechitzot, these partitions of which he's seated in, is only effective if he was Shabbat, if he actually dwelled there when Shabbat came in. And since he was not there when Shabbat came in, therefore the mechitzot are ineffective for him. Let's continue. Ma'ase shebaul miprandisin. There was an incident when Chachamim came from a port city in the southeast of Italy. Vifligas finatam beyam. And what happened? They were on the boat, and then suddenly the boat started moving away from the port. And as it did so, it moved beyond 2,000 amot. Rabban Gamliel, Rabbi Elazar ben Azaria, hilchut kula. Rabban Gamliel, Rabbi Elazar went according to their opinion. And their opinion is that since they're in this svina, this boat, and it's surrounded by walls, therefore they were able to walk the entire space, just like someone who was forcibly removed and placed in an outer area, like a pen, which also surrounded by walls, they can walk the entire space. Rabbi Yeshua Rabbi Akiva, however, did not. Lo zazu ma'ar ba amot. They did not move from more than 4 amot. In other words, they restricted their movement to that space. Why? Mishnah actually says that really in this situation they would have agreed. However, in this situation they're still shiratu lahachmir alatzman. They still wanted to be stringent. Now, why would have they agreed? That is because the two reasons that we applied previously of why they are strict, if they were forcibly placed in such a pen, do not apply here. One is because you wouldn't get mixed up between this case in the boat and another open space. Another reason is that within these mechitzot, they were Shabbat. They did dwell within these mechitzot when Shabbat came in. It just happens to be that this mechitzot has moved away. Nonetheless, they wanted to be stringent, according to Kati, quotes us the Tosfot Yontov, because they didn't want people to get confused with this scenario and the scenario in the beginning of the Mishnah of the case where someone's forcibly placed in the pen. In other words, if people heard that Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Akiva walked the entire ship on Shabbat, they would think, ah, the halacha must be like Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, that if someone's forcibly moved well outside the Tchum and placed in a pen, you can also walk the entire space. Those are the Mishnah today.